Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hey guys, happy Friday. Deep sigh, deep breath. How the hell are you? This week has been intense. It's been stressful. It's been beyond emotional. I can say that for myself, my friends, my clients, and anybody else in the world. It's hard to even watch the news at this point, but sometimes we need to so that we are aware of our surroundings and what is going on. You know, I've been spending a lot more time meditating, journaling, and doing like all my self-care rituals and following my routines because that's what's kind of, you know, it's just keeping me sane at this point. And I felt that it was really important for me to record an episode all about my clients. My clients, I would not be where I am if it wasn't for them. I'm not going to cry. Hashtag I'm not going to cry. I'm going to do a Facebook Live after this because none of them know that I'm doing this. So I just need to share like who they are, how incredible they are, how I met them, which is really fun, and also what their shows are all about. It's, you know, it takes a lot of time to develop and create a podcast. I have clients I've been working with for almost a year and their show still has yet to launch. And it's really hard for some people and it's really easy for some people. And I'm talking about the creative side, the technical side. I mean, there's so many aspects, recording, producing. Some clients I've coached, some clients I've worked with and created and developed the entire show with them, more of them over the coaching aspect of it. And their shows are incredible. And they're incredible because these humans that I work with that pay me money to help them launch their show, they're just like beyond amazing. And so I feel like today is the day that I want to close season 2 of my podcast with all of their content. So I literally have a bunch of pages of notes. I think I have 4. So you're going to hear me turn the pages. And I want to share with you who they are, what they do, and what their shows are about. And all of this information is going to be in the show notes. So don't stress out because everything is going to be available in the show notes where you can click and follow their podcast, see who they are. Maybe you're interested in any of their programs. A lot of them right now are doing a lot of deals online with any of their coaching programs. And I really want you to subscribe, rate, and review for their podcast because the content is amazing. I have nothing to do with the content. I just help them, you know, develop it and create it and launch it and produce it and all of that. But when it comes time to recording, I have nothing to do with that. They just send me the file, I produce it, and I make it sound amazing. That's it. They are so different. They are so unique. And I'm extremely grateful for every single one of them. And they've all come, except for a couple, from referrals. I cannot stress the importance, if you are a business owner, on getting reviews and creating some kind of affiliate program, which is what I've done, referral system, bonus program, anything like that. Because when you put your heart and soul into your work, people realize that. And the first thing they're going to do is share your work with somebody else. And I have a lot of clients that are all friends, which is so crazy and amazing at the same time, because they all kept referring each other to me, and that's very rare. I'm just so grateful. And they have a lot in common, but yet they're so different. Like their personalities, their coaching styles, their podcast, the types of guests they have on. But yet they were all coming to me through like a couple streams, like of referrals. So it's just so fucking amazing. I can just say that. So the first client I want to share with you, her name is Linda Brightman. Her show is called The Linda Brightman Show, Living in Your Miraculous Identity. I can't speak. I've been talking all day. Her podcast is called The Linda Brightman Show, Living in Your Miraculous Identity. Linda is a speaker, an author, and a minister. She is incredible. I met Linda in an Uber. I was driving my little Uber car, and I picked up Linda one day, and I was telling her about my podcast, and she asked me for my card. And I can't tell you how many people have done that and just like never call. Linda called and left me the voicemail she promised the next day. I think a few days later I was at her house. We started working together. I ended up actually doing her podcast, but also redesigning and reorganizing her whole entire office. So I don't know if you guys remember, but on my Instagram stories, when I was living like my little nomadic life, Linda would call me all the time and say, "Where are you living right now?" She would always be wondering like where I was. I'm like, "I don't know. Today I'm going to be in San Marcos. Next week I'm going to be in Encinitas." And so Linda is actually a client that lives like 5 minutes from me now, which is insane. So she called the next day. We totally hit it off. I went to her house, and I've always gone to her house, and we just talk about like everything. And she's so inspirational. She does Facebook Lives all the time, and she's just incredible. So her podcast is a lot about, you know, she is a Christian minister, and she talks a lot about self-discovery and the journey for single women and getting unstuck and so much more. So if you're into those types of episodes, I highly recommend you checking her out. She is incredible. And again, her podcast is called The Linda Brightman Show, and all of this information will be in the show notes. My second client I want to talk to you about is Heidi B. And I met Heidi through a client of mine, Jace, who you'll hear about shortly. And her show is called Cup of Joy, the podcast. Heidi is a food and body coach, a life coach, and she is a personal training coach, and she's also the owner of Joyfully Me. She has a number of programs currently on sale on her website, which is joyfullyme.com. Again, that will be in the show notes. She's had a number of guests on her show, and they talk about a lot of different topics. They have episodes on healing, heartbreak, breakthroughs, law of attraction, manifestation, healing, motherhood, how to have a true transformation with various techniques, and let's see what else, confidence, so much more. She has incredible guests on her show, and she actually just launched a new series, and that is called Rich with Joy. And the name came from her friend Ashley Rich. And she is her co-host, and they do episodes on the last Tuesday of every month. Yes, last Tuesday. I produce this, I should know. Last Tuesday of every month, her other solo shows, shows with guests go out on Thursday. So Cup of Joy, the podcast, half of those episodes are just like eye-opening. They really, hit home for a lot of subjects and topics that you may be experiencing in life. And by the end of the episode, it's like you just had a therapy session, a coaching session, and your best friend called you and you just had a glass of wine. That's all I can say about that show. It's truly incredible, like watching these shows like come into fruition. And she's almost on her 30th episode, but now that she has a series with Ashley Rich, what that series is all about, I'll tell you guys about. They basically just like shoot the shit. Ashley does, I think it's called Oracle card readings, and they do them before the show, and then they do a lot of jokes. Like, it's just like two real humans that are like BFFs that shoot the shit and record it. They actually record it on Zoom video so that they can see each other. Ashley has a golden doodle, so you'll find the dog on her Instagram. And it's just so funny. Like, it's literally listening to, like, your friend's chat. Like, it's just so funny. You're going to love those episodes. So that's her series. And then her other shows are on Thursdays. That's just the last Tuesday of every month. But if you want more of that, you need to let Heidi know, because then they will create more content for you. My third client I want to talk to you guys about is Cheryl Thacker. Cheryl is a life coach with credentials you couldn't even imagine. She has every credential, I think, under the sun when it comes to life coaching, from the World Coaches Institute and all other programs, AI training, like all this other stuff. And she's just like, I love working with Cheryl. Her show just launched literally a couple weeks ago, and it's called Master Your Coaching Biz Podcast. And Cheryl is also the owner of Successful Coaches Enterprise. So her show is all about coaches and entrepreneurs, and really rising coaches and entrepreneurs. That's who should be listening. People who want to design the life of their dreams. And again, her guests are other coaches. So you are going to be learning from some of the best business and life coaches as they are talking to Cheryl on her episodes. They are so good. And again, that information will be on the show notes. My next client I worked with for over a year is Katie Schacht, and she is a marketing professor. She's a mom of two, and she works with Monet hair and skincare products now. They just launched skincare products. Her show is called Own Your Pretty Now Podcast, and I met Katie when I was living in Las Vegas. So not in real life, unfortunately, because she lives in Ohio, but through Facebook. And Katie had postpartum depression, and she would be up in the middle of the night, and she couldn't find any information on how to help her, any other mom struggling with postpartum depression. So what she did was she messaged me, and she's like, does this even make sense? Like, can I even like have a show? Because if you remember, the Happy Workaholic podcast started off by me sharing my message, because I had a life and I had an autoimmune disease, but I also wanted to bring in the business aspect of it. So her whole podcast started off by raising awareness around postpartum depression. She had nurses, she had other moms, she had different medical pros, experts, and just every other person having to deal, and friends of hers as well, that had information to share, or again, dealt with postpartum depression, and they shared their story. Our stories are very different, you know, so having a platform to share more of your story and a guest story, there's nothing better than that. That's how Katie's show started. Then she had baby number two. At first, she had baby number one. Then she had baby number two. So when baby number two came, we kind of made a pivot with her show. We rebranded her show. So then it became Own Your Pretty Now, Raising a Business with Babies. So she then brought in the business aspect, the marketing aspect. You know, she was talking a lot more about being a marketing professor and her Monet business and how you can literally run a business from your phone. So I've always said, and I said it today to a new client I got today, there's no rules in podcasting. And if you ask any one of these ladies I'm talking about, they will tell you I've always said that. And this is why you can create, you know, with Heidi, she's doing a series. I have four series. When you want to add another aspect of content into your podcast, you just create a series. I mean, that's what I do. So that's what my clients do, because that's what I've created. And they really like that idea. I'm not saying they're doing it because I do it. I'm just saying, like, have it organized, do a series. Like, it's more fun. And you kind of get like more creative when you have like a new aspect added to your show. That's just my feeling. So with Katie, she has taken a little pause, but I'm sure she'll come back. And her content that is there is so good, you guys. If you're a new mom, if you're somebody searching for business information, anything network marketing, anything, you know, working from home as a mom, or postpartum depression, health journeys, eating healthy. Her mom had cancer, and that's how she got into the Monate business in the first place, because she was looking for better products. So we all have a story to share, and it just leads us to a path that becomes like undeniably like what was meant for us, you know, with her, with Monet, and then with me, with podcasting. Like, I was a pro makeup artist for 16 years and traveled the world painting faces. I worked in luxury travel for like 10. Now, all I do is live and breathe anything having to do with podcasts. I never knew this was going to happen. I never knew this would be a part of my life. I taught myself everything I know. It's because I had a disease. I thought I was going to be blind and paralyzed. The only thing I'd have left was a voice, and I knew I needed a podcast. From then, a whole business came after. It's really insane. So that is Katie, and she has Own Your Pretty Now podcast. My fifth client is Brooks Hall, and I met Brooks from Katie. And Brooke's show is called the Blissfully Calm Podcast. And again, Brooks has also rebranded. She did her show for about a year, and now we're on the second year. And Brooks is all about personal organizing, but she doesn't do it just for your personal clutter. It's also for your mental and emotional clutter. How amazing is that? So on her show, she gives like a lot of personal updates. If you're a dog mom, you're going to love Brooks, because she has two dogs that she is obsessed with. Oh my God, what are their names? Toby and Banana, I think. Yeah, Toby and Banana. I should know, because I always hear the dogs in the shows and I produce them. And Brooks is certified in Reiki, and she is very woo-woo and loves the crystals, and I love all that stuff. So I've actually learned a lot from her, and we used to live so close and never met up, and I'm so sad, but we still live close, only like an hour distance away now. And we would always be like working out in the same spots, going to the same crystal stores and all of that. So on her podcast, she talks a lot about, you know, right now she's doing virtual organizing, and she does personal updates and just whatever's going on in her life. And her show is, she has like a very calming and soothing voice. You're going to love Brooke. So again, her show is called the Blissfully Calm Podcast. All of that again will be in the show notes. Then we have my client, Crystal Halverson. And Crystal came to me from Jace. Yes, from Jace. And her show is called Operation Transformation. And she's also the owner of Operation Transformation Formula, which is launching. It's kind of, a lot of things are in development. I don't want to say anything I'm not supposed to say. So if you go to her website, which again will be in the show notes, you'll see her website says Faith, Food Freedom, and Breathwork. She is a breathwork certified facilitator, as a few of my other clients are as well. And she helps moms that are addicted to sugar. And, you know, she's a busy mom of two. And she talks a lot about emotional eating and how to overcome that. She was in previous network marketing companies. So she helps a lot of moms that are like busy with that business and just crazy busy moms. Like, don't go to the sugar, don't go to the wine, don't go to like all these like things that are eventually going to be harmful for your body. Like, let's breathe through it. Let's do other things that are healthier for you. So Operation Transformation, the podcast, she has other guests on that are going through things like that, other business owners, other coaches, just other moms. Crystal keeps it real. I love her so much. We're working together now again for the rest of the year, and I'm so excited. We have a lot in store. Well, she has a lot in store for you, so I don't want to say anything that isn't ready to be launched yet, because I like to do that sometimes. So Crystal Halverson, again, her show is called Operation Transformation Podcast, and all of her information will be in the show notes. And Jace Curry. Jace is one of my original badasses. Her podcast is called Smash Your Damn Goals. And Jace is a brand new mommy. She has a beautiful daughter, Caroline. And I just like can't even say enough about Jace. So Jace and I met when I first moved back to San Diego and I realized she was from Mass and I'm originally from Rhode Island. So originally I knew that we were going to be best friends. And I think I even said something to her about that. And I'm like, well, if we don't end up working together, we'll just be best friends forever. And we seriously are. And I met Jace in real life, finally, a couple months ago, along with Heidi. And that was like the best day ever. And Jace has had her podcast for a while, and obviously she's a new mom, so she's taking a little hiatus. So I will leave her info in the show notes and also to follow her on the gram so that you can see when she launches, what program she's coming out with. And when she had Smash Your Damn Goals, the podcast, she wanted to help women who wanted to do really big things in their life and be confident and ambitious and have courage. And Jace, I believe, is also doing breath work. So follow her for that. And she's just like one of a kind. Jace, I love you. You're a gem. And Jace has sent me so much business. It's like insane. And this is honestly like now that I have half of these clients and they refer their friends. So it's like one big happy family over here at the Happy Workaholic Network. I'm not even kidding. I'm so grateful. And her show, if she changes it, which I believe she is, but again, I don't want to give away too much information, but even if she does take a hiatus, and by the way, I've taken quite a few of them, they are needed when you have a podcast because we are talking all the time. I can't even explain to you how I've been recording back to back to back for the last 2 weeks straight. And I am completely exhausted. Obviously, I can't even like form sentences properly. I tried to do something on Instagram stories earlier and nothing was coming out of my mouth in proper English. It just like was not flowing. It did not make sense. Like I just had to delete it all. And so it's so nice to take a break when you have a podcast. Again, why there's no rules in podcasting. It's okay to take a fucking break. You need a break to start and think about new content you want to create. You're going to get burnt out. And I took a month hiatus a couple of months ago because that's exactly what I needed to do. I was so burnt out from my 6 legal cases and I just needed a break. And I took one last year. I think it was actually right after I found out I was misdiagnosed because I didn't know what I needed to talk about anymore. I needed to rebrand my show. So I think I did that January, February last year. And I just wanted to also say that for you future podcasters or podcasters that are listening, like there are no rules in podcasting. Do what you want to do and people will listen to your show because of you. Sometimes they don't even want to hear what you have to say about LinkedIn. You know, for example, if I'm talking about LinkedIn, I have people that listen and don't even give a shit about LinkedIn, but they just want to hear me talk. I don't know why, but they do. So I just wanted to remind you guys of that. Another amazing client I have is Monica Brigat, and she is the host of Destination Freedom, the podcast, Unlocking the Power of You. Monica is a business and mindset coach. She has a full-time business. She has a daughter. She's a single mom. She does so much in her Facebook groups. You know, sometimes you go on Facebook and you have like that one friend and they have so much happening in their Facebook groups and you're like, how does she even do that? That would be Monica. And she is recently, well, I shouldn't say recently because she's been doing it for years, but she's just kind of like up-leveled her life with Arbonne. And again, another business you can run from your phone. And Arbonne has great products. I use a lot of them actually. And Monica, if you guys need Arbonne products, Monica's your girl. If you need Monet, Katie's your girl. And so she does a lot about, you know, living a healthy lifestyle and these products have really changed Monica's life. So she's just sharing what works and she's obsessed with her Peloton. I can tell you that. I have a lot of people I follow online that have Pelotons. Like half of me is thinking like, do I need that bike? But the other half of me still thinks I'm going to be in so much pain when I get off the bike. But Monica's amazing. So if you guys are looking for another incredible show to listen to. Her shows are all about, you know, they're motivational, they're inspirational. There's a lot of other business and manifestation shows on there. It's just so good. So tune into that one. And if you need any more information on her Facebook groups, all that stuff is on her website, which I'm sure she would have no problem with you being a member of her group or reaching out to her. And she's all about, you know, implementing change and taking actionable steps. So if that's something that you struggle with, maybe you really need to have a conversation with Monica. Maybe you really need to listen to her show. Her content is amazing. I coached Monica for, I don't even know how long, a couple months last year. And oh my God, I just love her. She's amazing. So now I want to talk to you guys about three podcasts that are, I can't tell you too much, but I can tell you about who the person is, and I can tell you about the and I can tell you about the show name, because they're probably all going to launch within the same, well, one is probably going to launch within the next like 2 or 3 weeks, the other two probably a month or so. Yeah. So, look at my calendar. Things change in the podcasting world, but I can tell you that the next show, it's called Being First Generation, and that show is hosted by Krishma Donde, and I met Krishma through Heidi, and Heidi I met through Jace. You see the pattern here? So, Krishma's amazing. We've met in person at a bar when she was here in San Diego for, actually, it wasn't really a bar. It was a restaurant. And I was with Crystal, and I was with Jace. And so, they were all here for a conference. And so, I got to meet a lot of them in person for the first time, which is amazing. So, if you're another business owner that works online, which a lot of us are now, I mean, I have been for years, but a lot of us are bringing more to the internet because that's all we have, right? And I finally got to see them all in real life, and it was amazing. And actually, I forgot to mention with Crystal, oh my gosh, so Crystal, I met Crystal finally in real life. Crystal lives in the Midwest, and I was in Vegas, and I had to leave Vegas at like 4 a.m. because I promised I would pick up Crystal at the airport, and I was running so late, and I was so exhausted from my trip coming back from Vegas. And I'm sure if you've been listening to the show or follow me online, you know, it's like a mental mind game when I'm there. And so when I come back, I usually get the flu for the day because I'm just so exhausted. And then it goes away. It's the strangest thing. Anyway, long story short, I'm running late already. And then I get off to go to a McDonald's to use the restroom. And I was so tired. I got back on the highway heading back to Vegas. I'm not even kidding. And so I turned around and I had my app on, and what was I using? Waze. And then I put Google Maps. I'm like, what is going on? Because I had taken this crazy shortcut because of the traffic, because Crystal was landing and I only had like an hour left, and it was going to be like perfect timing. She would only have to wait for like a couple minutes. And so I drove in the complete wrong direction. It was freaking nuts. Oh my God. So I finally get to the airport. I pick up Crystal, and she's starving because she's like 3 hours ahead, right? The time change. And so we go to Old Town here in San Diego, which is like literally my favorite spot. And it happened to be Taco Tuesday. So we got the best freaking tacos at this place. They were like $3 a piece and they were huge. And I remember the salsa had like spice in it. No, it was the chips. The chips had like a Cajun rub, not Cajun, obviously, like a Mexican spice. I don't know. They were so good. We had so much fun. And then, I met Crystal in person, Linda, Jace, Heidi. Krishma wasn't my client yet, but we met when I was in at this restaurant where they were all, there was like a whole group of them hanging out because they were all here for the same conference. So anyway, I wanted to share that story with you because it was so funny. So now I'm working with Krishma. So Krishma, she is a wellness coach, a breathwork facilitator, a speaker, an entrepreneur, and like all around disruptor. And she is sharing stories of others that are first gens. So you can expect to hear these conscious cultural conversations. I'm so glad I didn't mess that up because I say it wrong all the time and I freaking wrote it. And it's so crazy. And Krishma's shows are so good. And she's releasing a lot of new content that's so different, that's like not out anywhere. And so Being First Generation, the podcast, is going to be out so, so soon. So if you're interested in that kind of content, if you want to see what she's up to now, what she's working on, you're going to want to follow her on Instagram. That will be in the show notes. The next show I want to talk to you guys about is called Forever Free, the podcast that is probably launching within the next month or so. And the host of that is Janelle. And Janelle Perriard lives in Saskatchewan, Canada, and it's very cold there right now. When Janelle and I Zoom or FaceTime or video chat, I'm on the beach and she's in her like cozy plaid outfit. And I love Janelle so much. And Janelle came to me from Jace. So Janelle I've been working with for a while now, and she's a food and body coach. She's the founder of Forever Free Coaching. She's just amazing. Janelle's one of those people that you can just like relate to the small town vibe, you know. I grew up in a really small town, so when she talks to me about, you know, being face to face and her clients like seeing her, and you know, she's not a big fan of being online, and not a lot of people are, and that's totally fine. You can create a lot of in-person events, although not really right now, unfortunately, but like I just get where Janelle comes from because she's in such a small area. And I've never been to Saskatchewan. And, oh wait, is it Saskatchewan? I think it is. It's in the middle of Canada. If I'm wrong, Janelle, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I love you, Janelle. And I cannot wait to launch your show. It's so close. We are so close, you guys. You are going to love it. And what you can expect with that show is a lot of coaching, a lot of self-awareness, a lot of mind-blowing episodes. Let's just say that. And then somebody else I want to talk to you guys about is Claudia Fabian. And I met Claudia on LinkedIn online, and Claudia lives in Vegas. So guess what? We met up at one of my favorite little coffee shops across the street from my best friend's house. And I forgot the name of it just now. I was going to give them a plug. They're in New York and Vegas, the highest and the cheapest places for rent commercially. Shit, I wish I could remember the name. Claudia and I just like totally hit it off, and we are working together for the entire year, plus doing her podcast. So I'm so incredibly grateful. Claudia, I love you. Claudia's been in the beauty industry for 25 years. She's done all things in the industry, and her show is called The Beauty Debut. And I can't tell you too much about it because, you know, can't release too much too soon, but I can tell you that if you love a real upfront and just genuine person and somebody that has experience in the beauty industry on all kinds of levels, whether it's like sales, marketing, product knowledge, customer service, being a consumer, anything and all things beauty, you guys are going to love this podcast. Her guests are going to be experts in different fields, and then a couple other things. So I'm not even going to like really get into that because I don't want to give anything away, like zero. I can just tell you the name. I could tell you Claudia is amazing. I could tell you if you want to learn anything about the beauty industry, you need to hear this show because it's so good. And her music is phenomenal. By the way, you guys, if you want to learn anything about having to choose podcast music, it's a chore. Although Brooks is really good with finding her podcast music. Brooks sent me the link back in like 5 seconds. I was like, I always tell my clients, I'm like, okay, here's all the links for copyrighted, non-copyrighted music. And good luck. I mean, you can go down like a five. I mean, basically it's like going on TikTok. You just get sucked right in. You start listening to like movie scores and jingles, and I don't know, that's how I am. And so I always, you know, let my clients know, like, okay, so when it comes time to choosing your music, I'm just gonna let you know, like, it could be the hardest thing or the easiest thing. And with Brooks, it literally took her 2 seconds, and I love her music. But we did just change it, I think, this go around. Yes, we did. So her first edition of the podcast was totally different than this. So now that we redid it, it's the music is different. And that's the thing. Like, I've rebranded my show quite a few times, and I've changed my music. I don't even know how many times, to be honest with you. It's just like when you have new creative content and you're like on fire with like creating something new, you need something new to match. You don't want anything old, right? So change your, ooh, I almost just smacked my phone out of my hand. just change up your music as well, and you'll feel so much better about it. I promise you. So yeah, when it came time to music, I was like, oh my God, Claudia and I were going back and forth with the music, and I'm like, which one? Like, they always ask my opinion, like, which one do you like the best? And I don't want to say like one thing and they choose that because I said it. No, it's your show. Like, you need to love it. And right away, Claudia was like, I love this one track. I really, really love this one track. And I'm like, that's the one I loved. So I hope that you guys enjoyed hearing about my incredibly amazing clients. And somebody else I coached for a little bit, her name's Leanne, and she has another podcast called Shelf Aware. And if you're all about book reading, you are going to love her show. And in her Instagram bio, I literally wrote this down verbatim, and it says, hopeful and helpful self-help mental health books when you want to read your way out of a crappy situation. I mean, if that's not just like telling you how it is, I don't know what is. So go listen to Shelf Aware podcast if you're all about books, because I worked with her for a couple months, I think it was, and I just love her content. It's so good. And who else do I want to share with you guys? I do want to share something that's not podcast related, and that is another one of my clients, Coco Vinny. Shout out. You're actually going to be hearing from him on episode 200, not from him, but more about him on episode 200 on Monday. And he owns Coco Taps. Coco Taps was on CNBC's The Profit. It was on ABC's Shark Tank. And his company is based out of Las Vegas. And he has an incredible story and an incredible product. So go check out CocoTaps.com. Just do it. Do it right now. If you want anything healthy in your system and want to have a product to help you with that, that's what you're going to need. CocoTaps.com. Just saying right now. And I have a new client that I just brought on today, and I can't even tell you about that yet because it's way, we're like just starting to develop. So those are my incredibly amazing podcast clients that have shows out now. I have 6 other clients that have shows in development. So I can't tell you anything about those except for make sure you follow me on Instagram, because that's when I release all of their stuff when their shows go live, and Facebook and everything. But just, I would say Instagram stories is really where I live. So make sure you're following me. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. And let me turn my page. That's it. You guys, I covered it. 3.5 pages of notes. So again, we have The Linda Brightman Show, Cup of Joy, the podcast, Master Your Coaching Biz podcast, Own Your Pretty Now, next page, Blissfully Calm podcast, Operation Transformation, the podcast, Smash Your Damn Goals, Destination Freedom, Unlocking the Power of You, Forever Free, the podcast, The Beauty Debut, Being First Generation, and I have 7 more to come and 2 more after that. And then I am at 20 podcasts, which is nuts, absolutely nuts. And I think I'm calling it a day there. So you guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Please leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. I have a huge goal, I mean huge, of getting 200 reviews by my 200th podcast. So if you're listening to this, you literally have 24 hours to do it, because Apple takes a little while to update their stats, and I'm literally going to die if that happens. Just kidding, I'm not, but like, you know what I mean. I'm so excited, and I just really, I mean, I literally cried twice reading my reviews today, because it just goes to show you that when you do something that you love, like, it just shows, you know. And I'm so incredibly grateful for these ladies that I just shared with you, their shows, them trusting me with their podcasts and their content and creating and developing. And please, you guys, check the show notes and go follow them and subscribe to the shows that you really want to make sure that you hear from more, because they're just pushing out some of the best content ever. I mean, if I could say, like, if you knew, oh my God, I really can't talk anymore today. If you knew anything about their shows now, wait until you start hearing their episodes like in the next month or so, because I have a lot that I haven't even produced yet because they go out every week for them. And they're so good. They are just so good. And then I have been a guest on some of their shows and some more to come. So if you want to check out any of the shows I've been on as a guest, you can just go to thehappyworkaholic.com and click on featured. And on my featured tab, you can see write-ups, article posts, different podcast episodes. You know, I'm really putting myself out there a lot more. I have been, to be quite honest with you, over the last month, sharing my story so that I can really help people get to where they want to be, whether it's with their business or in their personal life. And I just think that that's like my duty on earth now more than ever, you know, because of everything that's going on in the world. Like, I have so many friends that have lost jobs and so much money, and all we have at the end of the day is each other and the internet. Seriously, our health, each other, the internet. So, my legs are frozen because I'm literally sitting on the floor of my closet recording this because all these kiddos were outside on their bicycles and they were screaming and yelling, and I have a podcast to record. So times are tough. You come in the closet and you sit on the floor and record. but actually the audio in here is amazing. So that's, again, no rules in podcasting. Do I have an amazing, excuse me, I have the hiccups, an amazing mic? Absolutely. It's on my desk. I'm staring right at it. But, you know, I wanted to record on my phone in my closet so that I didn't hear screaming children outside my window. You know, it's just true life over here. And I do post a lot of this stuff on my Instagram story. So if you don't watch them, I highly recommend. Like, I can't even make up half the shit that happens to me. And I actually did start recording a lot of that when I was traveling on my other podcast. You may not even know I have another one called All the Vibes. And I was recording it on my Instagram stories, and then you would hear the audio story to go along with the shit that happens to me in my life on my other podcast. But I'm not traveling anymore, so that's kind of on a hiatus. Again, no rules in podcasting. It's okay to take a break. That's it, you guys. Episode 199. I feel like this is going to be my last episode for season 2 or 3 of my show. Honestly, I don't even know because I have to look back. Season 3 of the I Chose This Life series just launched. So I feel like season 3 of my show should be launching. I mean, I could have just done that all together. That probably would have made more sense. But I feel like this is just season 2 of my show. I don't even know because I don't go by numbers, but I feel like now I should because then I would have remembered. So maybe I should just look at my own damn show and figure that out. But again, the joys of podcasting and owning your own business. You can do whatever the hell you want and make it enjoyable. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Seriously, I just had to. Oh my God, that's our smoke alarm. It's always going off every time we cook because our microwave broke and they won't come to fix it because of what's going on in the world. So if you didn't know, meal prepper over here, raising my hands, everything that's frozen, I now have to cook on the stove. It's like old school. So my roommate's cooking right now. And so every time we cook, the thing goes off. It's so crazy. And ironically, that goes off in the intro of a couple of my very first episodes. So you got to start somewhere, right? But look how I made it so far. So thank you guys so much again for listening. This is episode 199. Episode 200 is on Monday. I can't even fucking believe it. I seriously, like, I've cried about it so many times. So if you have 2 seconds, please go follow all of these ladies and check out cocotaps.com and click all the links in the show notes you feel necessary to go follow any of these shows that resonate with you. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever you feel more comfortable. And let me know what you thought about this episode in the review section on Apple Podcasts. You can give me 5 stars. That would be amazing. But what I really want is your 2 cents. I need your review, please. And thank you. And that's all I have for you guys. I really wanted to close out this chapter of so many episodes of my life. With the women I'm with, like, all day, like, all week, and for months, and for years, And just for a lot of the time, this is who I'm with. When I'm not with my friends, I'm with all of these ladies. So if you ever wonder why I'm always in such a good mood lately, it's because of them. And their incredible shows and spirits and just like all around being like an incredible human, because we need more of those. And I get to work with them every day. So I felt that it was really important for me to share who they are, how I met them, and just what they're offering, that like in their business, on their show. You know, they work so hard on these shows. And find people that you can like FaceTime with for 3 hours and drink a bottle of wine. I mean, Heidi and I have done that. Find people that you can like DM on Instagram and Facebook and just like talk to all the time. Like, these women are so amazing. I'm so grateful that they're in my life. And you just need to go follow them all and listen to their shows, because they're all so different and they're all so unique and they all have like such different content. And that's the best part, you know. And stay tuned for all the ones launching that I mentioned and the rest that are coming out over the next 6 months. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget to leave me a wonderful review. I'll love you forever. And I will talk to you on Monday for my huge episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.